Hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis and today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. My theme today is core convictions. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm very ready for this election to be over. Unfortunately, it's sounding more and more like it will not end on November 3rd. I'm getting tired of the commercials. Kathy and I mute them all. I'm getting tired of sorting through all the flyers that fill our mailbox every day. It's time to get it over with. You know, the divisiveness and the nastiness seem to be so much more prevalent this time than in the previous elections. And maybe it's just that I don't remember. I don't know. But I start asking myself, as a Christian, and especially as a pastor, what should I be doing or saying to help those whom I've been charged to lead get through this time, as I'm trying to get through this time? Well, I've been wrestling for some time now regarding how to address the political climate in which we find ourselves as a nation. I do not believe it is my role as a pastor to engage in partisan politics, nor to endorse or condemn any candidates running for office. Yet, the political climate in our nation today demands the witness of the church. You know, one of the blessings of our life together in the church is that even though we are a diverse group and we might not always see eye to eye theologically or politically, we still come together to worship and to minister to one another in the name of our common Lord, Jesus Christ. That is the witness to the world to which we are called. And although diverse, we're bound together by our common commitment to Jesus. And as believers, that commitment needs to be our ultimate priority. It's in times like the one in which we find ourselves that the church needs to speak, not to add fuel to the divisiveness, but to reflect in our witness our commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which calls us to another way of living. In times like these, it is all too easy to get caught up in the political rhetoric. I'm sure every one of us has some feelings about political parties, policies, and candidates. As Christians, however, we risk damaging and even losing our witness as followers of Jesus when we give in to the divisive politics of the kingdoms of this world. As followers of Jesus, we're called to be responsible citizens of the nation state in which we live. And for us, that's the United States. Following in the way of Jesus really involves every area of our lives, including the political arena. So as we face three more weeks until Election Day, I want to remind us of some core convictions we have as followers of Jesus. And I owe credit for these six core convictions to Pastor Adam Ohm, my brother in Christ and successor as pastor at Spring Creek Church of the Brethren in Hershey. So six core convictions we have as followers of Jesus that will help guide us through this tumultuous season. First, let us not forget, Jesus is Lord. Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Jesus is Lord. Second, from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, you can read, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Nothing else saves us. Jesus is Lord. It's by grace you have been saved through faith. Third, the people of God are called to be a prophet to the state. We see that scripturally. Nathan to David, Elijah to Ahab, Daniel to Babylon, the church fathers to Rome, the radical reformers and the powers and principalities of the 16th century Europe, Dietrich Bonhoeffer to Nazi Germany, and so forth and so forth. The people of God are called to be prophetic to the state. Fourth, the church is called to a consistent ethic of life. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Life, a consistent ethic of life. Life for our neighbors. Life for the guilty, because we're all guilty. Life for our enemies. Life for the poor and the marginalized. Real life for the financially wealthy. Life for the elderly, and life for the unborn. Fifth, people of sincere faith may have differing opinions of what earthly systems may best seek the wholeness of our neighbors, but we will seek to love one another. John 13:34-35, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And number six, and sometimes this one is a hard one for us to really grasp and really, really understand. The kingdom of God is not synonymous with any one nation state. And the people of God is not synonymous with any one nation state. Revelation 7, verse 9. "I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands." The kingdom of God is not synonymous with any one nation state. The church risks losing itself and its mission if it fails to remember these six core convictions. Followers of Jesus will choose to vote different ways. Rulers and authorities have come and gone. Empires have risen and fallen. No matter who is elected to office, Jesus is still Lord and the hope of the world. May this be our good news for a world and a nation desperately in need of it. May this be our way of living as followers of Jesus. Would you pray with me? God, in these trying days, help us to fix our eyes on you. Help us to remember that no matter what happens in the here and now, you are God of the past, God of the present, and God of the future. Surrounded by words and actions of division and hate, may we be a voice for love. If my preferred candidates do not win the election, help me to overcome the works of the flesh and exhibit within me the fruit of your spirit in words and deeds: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God, empower your church to be a shining light in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Have a good week. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.